But as I'm saying, when you think, when we would think back, and I hadn't thought about it much because we didn't use to spend money on desserts and extra things. We ate meals, but we didn't eat in between meals. But blacks were not allowed to sit down at fountains for fountain coats and things. And we remember hearing about in Anniston, the sit-ins down there, when people wanted to eat at Crest. And so eventually they just took them out of the stores like that. But it was also a bad feeling when we used to go to St. Louis every summer. We'd ride up. My mother's sister was there. And when we would be traveling, we couldn't just stop anywhere to go to the restroom. You know, we could stop and get gas somewhere, but we couldn't go in the restroom. So we'd have to try to find the neighborhood where there was a black place for us to go to the restroom. And, you know, that was kind of hard for children to understand. When we don't pay the same money that everybody else pays, so why wouldn't they let us use the restroom? And I guess we just thought, well, this is a way of life. When we go home, it'll be all right. We couldn't stop and spend the night anywhere. You know, in hotels, you just didn't stay. You had to find maybe some black neighborhood where there was a hotel where there were just blacks staying. And, you know, when we start thinking about, you know, this doesn't have to be this way. And when the civil rights movement started, everybody was in agreement. Now, this wasn't just blacks that fought for this. I use that word fought. We didn't actually get out and fight. But there were, I don't know why most people think it was just blacks marching and all that with Dr. King, because there was Marlon Brando, Burt Lancaster. I remember those movie stars coming to Gadsden and staying over there in those very inexpensive rundown hotels and stuff. You know, they were a part of this, to put emphasis on it. So it was, and there were a lot of people in this area that were non-black. There was a newspaper reporter in Anniston that worked, I mean, he was at all the meetings, he was there, you know, just in there trying to help. Dr. King did not want violence. He did not believe in that, and that's what nobody didn't want, any violence. So I think that it was good that that's the way. I think now that a lot of black heritage has been lost, because a lot of children don't know anything about some of the famous black people that I know about. In my school, it was taught all the time, but now we don't get all that. You know, they don't. It's not time to do it at church, and schools don't do it. So a lot of that's not what we read in the history books. Has very little about blacks in there, and it shouldn't be separate. It should be just in there according to the chronological order that it should be. It shouldn't be black history and white history. It should be history, because everybody in America is an immigrant. There's nobody just here. We all are here basically equal. And I think that history should involve all races. You know, a lot of people don't know a traffic light was invented by a black man, or, you know, the machine that stitches the soles on shoes, all that. And it should be in there. And when we not only lose things for the black race, but we lose history, period. And I think it's doing well now. I'm concerned about a lot of things now that we seem to be going backwards in. I'm very concerned about it. But I have faith that it all worked out. Because basically people are good. I think everybody's just kind of afraid, you know, I don't want to lose this and I don't want to lose this. But we work together, everything will be better. And I believe that we will.
Going back to what you were saying, where the children kind of don't know about some of the people. Mm-hmm. I remember when my sister was in the fifth grade and we took them on a trip down to the Civil Rights Museum in Birmingham. Mm-hmm. My parents came back saying, some of those little kids were just kind of like, why they have two separate water fountains? Mm-hmm. You know, just... Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, why they had this, why they had that, you know, and they didn't know.
Why you'd ride the back of the bus, you know.
Uh-huh, and they just didn't know. Mm-hmm. And I found that amazing. I'm like, is somebody not teaching these kids what went on? That's right. Wait a minute, they're in fifth grade, they should at least know something by now.
That's right. I think everybody's ashamed of it. And we don't like to talk, we don't talk about what Hitler did, you know, mm-hmm. but it's history. And the reason we talk, I tell my students all the time, the reason we hate to talk about it is because we're ashamed, but we didn't do it. But if we talk about it, we'll know that this won't be done again. And they'll be adults sometimes, so they said, you know, this won't be done again. So it's not that we think it's, you know, that we shouldn't talk about it or we try to hide it. We need to talk about it so it won't be repeated.
Mm-hmm.
That's the main thing.
A couple things before we wrap up here. Briefly tell me, you know, George Wallace, the governor, said Alabama for eons, it seems.
Yeah.
He did the standing in the schoolhouse door at University of Alabama and not allowing students in. Mm-hmm. He did a lot of the, I would consider, more radical, you know, anti-civil rights, because he, mm-hmm. you know, he did so many things, and you know, white supremacy, you know, all that stuff.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
What are your views on him then and now?
Well, I thought that George Wallace, and I still think he was a man who was saying what he thought that a lot of people wanted to hear. I think he wanted to be governor, and I think that he wanted to be liked by everybody. That, you know, that's, he wanted to be popular. I think he is a completely changed man, and I really feel sorry for the suffering he's going through. I think he's sincere now, and it's very strange that he had to live with the kind of pain he has. Most times people live in that kind of pain, they don't know about it because they are out of their minds, but for him to go through that and to be able to be rational is sad. I saw him one night holding hands with Jesse Jackson and crying, and Jesse Jackson did too. And I couldn't help but weep myself. I think that a lot of things happen because of things he said. You know, some people just wait and hear you say something. This gives them the idea to do mm-hmm. things. And I think he regrets it. It's quite unfortunate. I never hate him. I don't hate anybody. But and I think that he did a lot of things that started out to be bad, ended up good. And his wife, you know, if it weren't for her, there wouldn't be a lot of nursing schools. And he started, he did a lot with education. Just by standing in that door, he caused more openings than it would have been if we'd gone another way. I don't think he intended to, but if that attention had not come to that, I don't think that the law would have passed where everybody can go to school together. He started a lot of junior colleges. You know, children have free books now because of George Wallace. And I don't know if it even started out that way. It might have been like the Damascus Road. But whatever, you know, he did a lot for education.
One more question I wanted to ask you. You're a woman. I'm doing a woman for my American Women class,
yes.
Part of the requirement.
Yes.
And, you know, the two of us, as women, we see discrimination, you know, in some form, mm-hmm. a little bit, if not every day, then fairly frequently.
Right.
What have you personally seen? What kind of discrimination, as a woman, have you personally seen?
You know, it's strange to say that, but I think it's really been reversed for me. I really do. I think I've got a lot of things because I am female. And because, I don't think it's because I'm black, but black females sometimes get more positions than other people because they're kind of double minority,
mm-hmm.
you know. And in some cases, I think maybe it might help, it might hurt black males, because some places where they might fit, they would put a black woman, which spells the discrimination as far as female and black discrimination. But I really have not seen that where it affects me that way. Sometimes I think, now I'm the minister of music at my church, and there was a man before I was, and they, you know, his title was minister of music. Now people are kind of reluctant to say minister of music. They kind of said director, or that might not be because I'm female, but sometimes I think maybe it is that they do that. My son had a female lawyer that worked with him a couple of years ago, and she was very good. And I haven't heard him say anything against not hiring a female. The only thing he sometimes says is like, you know, well, they're not as aggressive and all that, but I haven't heard him say anything like that since Marsha Clark came on the scene, because she was, you know, I admired her strength. But I haven't really seen that. I'm sure it must be somewhere, but I haven't had anything to affect me like that.
That's good.
Uh-huh. Sure.
That's very good. Well, I think that's answered all the questions I had, giving me enough material to work with.
I sure do appreciate you asking me, and I'm honored.
I'm honored to find out all of the stuff that I never knew before. So.
And I used to teach you. You never know.
That's right.
Well, I thoroughly enjoyed it. I feel very humble about all of this. I hadn't thought about a lot of things until I started answering questions. And when I look back, I realize that I've been over quite a few experiences, to say the least.